Alrighty then, hold on to your gadgets. After today's tech update, we've got a call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that's just too good to skip. Here's a prediction. The dollar value of Bitcoin is about to rise, maybe dramatically, but at the end of the day, it's all smoke and mirrors. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55. The coming Bitcoin value increase is based on something called halving, as in cut in half. Bitcoin enthusiasts will tell you that halving is mysterious, even mystical. In reality, it's the oldest marketing gimmick in the book. Simply put, Bitcoin will become 50% harder to create. As each one becomes more rare, the theory says each becomes more valuable, leading people to buy in, which causes the price to increase again, which in turn causes even more buy-in. It's like the Powerball. The bigger the jackpot, the more people buy. Remember, the intrinsic value of Bitcoin is exactly zero. The only thing that backs Bitcoin is more people buying in. If they stop, the dollar value drops, exactly like a Ponzi scheme. Join over 500,000 people who get tech smart with my free newsletter at getkim.com. All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear. George in Truckee, California. Hi, George. Where's Truckee, California?
Hi, Kim. It's such an honor to be on your show. Truckee, California is about 10 minutes away from Squaw Valley, just north of Lake Tahoe.
Oh, nice. It's so beautiful up in there.
It certainly is. Today's a beautiful day, too.
So how can I help you? What's going on?
Well, my wife and I are artists who work in gold and silver, and we do unique designs and custom designs, and we have a website. And the support that the website host and the other, WordPress, the way we put the site together is usually pretty good, but they're always limited in what they can recommend and what they, because they're obviously working for, various plug-in
sure.
makers and stuff. And the other thing is Google SEO fixing pages so that they come up to Google's standards. Yeah. And
it's one of those things. When you have a web page, George, is that you've got to keep it updated. I mean, you've got to, every 6 months, at least every year to look at it and go, am I optimizing? Am I looking at the current situation? Is it the right place to be? And are the buttons in the right spot? I actually took a look at your website. You make beautiful, beautiful Celtic art, necklaces and rings. Is that your background?
Well, my wife and I are both Celts, that's for sure.
Oh, wow, that's so beautiful. It's so, it was so, I was looking, I'm like, gosh, it's so, and you make all that by hand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We're just crazy artists who are passionate about making art, and jewelry is the thing that we like to make the most.
So do you need to have a website, or can you just have a shopping site?
What's the difference?
Well, because when I looked at your website, and your work is so beautiful, but it's not being showcased properly, and you don't have the elements that you need to get to the top of Google's SEO. And also, your website is not mobile responsive. And about, 60% of all transactions now are happening with mobile. So we want to make sure that you guys are in the right spot, right? So there are companies like Squarespace, Wix, also Spotify, BigCommerce, that you can fill in a template. You don't have to worry about Bluehost and hosting it or whatever, WordPress or anything like that. And you're just going to have a very elegant, simple website that will tell the story about you and your wife, maybe have a couple of videos about you guys talking about your art, and then inviting people to buy your existing pieces or commission something that they might want, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's what I want. So how do I get that? And you want to do some email marketing, you want an email newsletter along the way. And really, you need somebody to help you do this if you're not comfortable in pulling it all together. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, not only the help, but also just candid observations like you just made.
Okay.
That will help.
So let me do this. Let us take you as our special project, okay? And let us put together some tips and maybe like a little bit of a how-to to get started. So that this way it will take you to the next step. And then when you have questions along the way, you can always call me back. How about that?
Okay.
Right? Because this isn't just a one, as you can see, you know this. It's not like, I mean, you just don't make a piece of art in 2 hours. I mean, this is a whole process. And that's the same thing when it comes down to figuring out, you know, what you're going to be doing with your website. And if you don't already get our tips of the day, make sure that you sign up over at commando.com.
Hey, thanks for hitting play today. You're awesome. If you have questions, shoot them my way. Head over to commando.com and look for that email Kim link. I read every single note like it's a hot, off-the-press tech news alert. Hey, get ahead of the tech game, too. Just sign up for my free daily newsletter. It's just a click away over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.